the opening bell on 96.3 News Radio KKOB. Brought to you by Nusenda Credit Union, the power of we.
Good morning, 7:41 at News Radio KKOB. Brandon voting for Bob Clark. Right now, the Dow Jones is down 552 points. S&P 500 down 71.5, and a NASDAQ down 195.25. Joining us from Satira Advisor Networks, Pavlos Panagopoulos. Pavlos, hope you had a great 4th of July weekend.
Yes, definitely, Brandon. You do kind of paint a gloomy picture today.
Yeah, it's not looking good early, is it?
No, not early at all. Yes, we wiped out pretty much what we saw our gains were on Friday. Again, this recession has been with us since the beginning of the year. The government just is admitting it now. That's what makes this recession worse, rising prices, war in Ukraine. Of course, sanctions don't seem to be working against Russia. Shortages. And midterm elections right around the corner.
Yeah, you're not sounding like your old contrarian self this morning. When everyone is rushing to one side of the boat, you seem to head to the other. Why is that?
Well, that's because markets are leading indicators, Brandon. We know that the world is telling us that the end of the world is just the beginning, and that happens to be the new title of a book by Peter Zion. In 2014, I read his book. It was the bestseller. It's The Accidental Superpower. He predicted the current war in Ukraine.
Wow. So how do you think markets are heading up? So why do you think markets are heading up? It's interesting when pessimism is this high and The End of the World is a best-selling book. You and your team are all in, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, being a contrarian, Brandon, yesterday was our nation's 246th birthday, and our hearts go out to the people that died in the shooting that we saw in Chicago. So, yeah. Again, a lot of strange things happening. But the title, of course, The End is Only the Beginning, and let's talk about that.
Yeah, American exceptionalism, American resilience.
You got it, Brandon. The tombstone for America has been carved out many times by tyrants, naysayers, despots, kings. And once again, America rises from the ashes, even during the War of 1812, when the English king tried to reconquer and burn us down. They burned down our White House. And then, of course, 1860 slavery tried to tear us apart. We've been through two world wars, culture wars of the 60s, and now we have a post-COVID world. But here we stand, that shiny city on the hill, the beacon of light for the rest of the world to see.
Yeah, sound like you want me to go out and buy stocks and everything's going to be great. But what about all of the uncertainty? Couldn't this market fall another 60% like a lot of other investors are recommending? What if all your savings are wiped out? Is it really worth the risk?
Well, Brandon, we got to look in the abyss at sometimes. Again, the risk is not investing. The COVID world is upon us. Again, the risk of inflation and how our elected officials in Washington will try to tear down our society just for the political gain. It's America that we need to invest in this 4th of July and post-4th of July. Again, be patriotic, financially rewarding to do the things that you need to do. Remember, to our listeners, it's not Wall Street you need to listen to. It's your own heart and mind is what you need to follow. Again, see what's happening on Main Street, not Wall Street. Wall Street is still preaching financial engineering, Brandon, how the wizards of Wall Street will save our economy with Bitcoin or Dogecoin or whatever else they come up with. Mm-hmm. But instead, they've ruined our economy and sent us into recession, which is even worse with stagflation. But Brandon, the modern theorists, that's what they teach in college right now, are all housed at the Federal Reserve. And Brandon, they all have groupthink. They painted themselves in a corner, and like those in Washington, not only will they double down, they'll now triple down with their misguided, ill-thought policies just to save face. Because remember, Brandon, this is not the end. This is just the beginning.
Yeah. Pavlos, how do listeners reach you and your team and find out how the end is just the beginning and how to prepare for this post-COVID and post-election economy?
Yeah, you and I will be back on tomorrow at 9 o'clock, right?
That's
We're going to talk about the book again, The End of the World is Just the Beginning, at 9 o'clock. And so our listeners can reach us here this morning at 505-828-4068. Or to learn more, go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. You can hear more of the podcast with Brandon and I and our philosophy on how Americans' resilience and basically American exceptionalism will get us through these tough times. And lastly, I want to mention, Brandon, securities and investment advisory services are offered through Satira Advisor Networks. And Satira Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Brandon, have a great day, and we'll be on tomorrow with you.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow, 9 a.m., more extended talk with Pavlos. And real quick, how's your United doing?
The United's doing okay. They lost a couple games, but they're still in the top three. So hopefully they're going to be playing Rio Grande. It'll be a replay on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have Greek Night 2 at the United game this Wednesday. The monies from that tailgate party right in front of the pit will go to Doggy Rescue, which is Watermelon Ranch. So if anyone wants to go out and support that worthwhile cause, come out and join us for the United tailgate party and game tomorrow night.
All right. That sounds good. Pavlos, thanks for being with us. It's 7:47 now at News Radio KQOB.